Primer, Bittel/Zimmerman, by Magnetic Wave, read by Penny and Nisbeden. Canadian Tire reported the most important piece of sports journalism of the decade when they tracked down the guy who's clearly spent his adolescence gently boning Jonathan Toews in a shack next to Lake Winnipeg. And that's still not as great a story as the one I'm about to tell you about Eric Bittel and Jack Zimmerman. Primer, Eric Bittel slash Jack Zimmerman. Once upon a time, when I was a tender babe entering the woods of hockey RPF with nary a clue in my head as to how much I was going to eventually care about which hockey dude was fictionally boning which other hockey dude and whose hair was the worst, half of fandom was like, Jonathan Toews, Patrick Kane, and the other end of the cesspool of fandom was all, Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin. I am not here to contest that Crosby and Malkin are tenderly making love every night in Crosby's ridic Pittsburgh manse, mostly because, hello, I have eyes. But I am here to make the gentle suggestion that in a world where we can dream about Aganya Tavares' future hockey dynasty, we need to acknowledge the most beautiful of the shamefully unrecognised we grew up to hockey good together ships, which is to say, Eric Bittel slash Jack Zimmerman. But wait, you cry. What do you mean, Bittel slash Zimmerman? Literally nobody cares, bro. That's fair. Individually, you've probably heard of them, if only because Zimmerman is the kind of second-gen hockey royalty that you'd nominate to be put on Canadian currency, and Bittel is, seriously, the cutest human being on the face of the fucking planet. People like to argue about whether or not Jeff Skinner is made of real-life unicorns, but nobody argues about Eric Bittel, because if you have eyes, you have seen the truth. Anyway, their individual stats are better covered here, Zimmerman, in Hockey Lady Bro's incredibly well-researched primer on everybody currently being wasted by the Bruins, and here, Bittel, in Bittel Bake's Welcome to Calgary and also Pain Gen Primer. Even if you are not sold by the compelling case I'm going to lay out for you today, you should still read her primer, because it includes a height chart of the Flames, and that's exactly as hilarious as you'd imagine with bits involved. I'm not going to reinvent the wheel, since I can instead talk about the deep love that clearly blossomed between these two gentlemen during their time at Samwell. Samwell, you say? Samwell, New England's breeding ground for America's smartest athletes? Yes, that's Samwell. Founded in 1874, Samwell University is part of that swank echelon of colleges where hockey players go when their parents demand that they get a college degree before becoming professional fish in a barrel for enforcers like George Parros. The only school with more NCAA championships is Boston College, and the only place that has sent more Stanley Cup winners to the NHL is, really weirdly, University of Wisconsin. I know, right? Weird. Not that I have anything against the Badgers, Gophers for life. Their average LSAT score is also reportedly ridiculous. If you follow me back to the fall of 2013, you will find, buried in the depths of Eric Bittel's Twitter, the primordial tweet, announcing his attendance to Samwell as a freshman for the 2013-2014 season. At this point, somebody more enterprising than myself would include a screen cap of said tweet, but Eric Bittel tweets on average 4 times a day and has been doing so for 8 years. I am but one woman. Trust me that it's there. Edit. Okay, sorry, I guess some of the people commenting on this felt it was super necessary that I include the fucking tweet. So here, I just scrolled through literally years of Bits live tweeting modifications on his pie crust recipe. I hope you fuckers are happy.
Eric Bittel, at OMG check please. Hey looks like it's official. Number 15 at Samwell this fall. Hee! But also...
Anyway, Bits' Twitter profile back then charmingly describes him as Baker, former figure skater, and the shortest member of the Samwell hockey team. How can you not love him? Only aliens would know. Probably during his Babe Me figure skating career, find nauseatingly cute pictures of him dressed as Pinocchio for the 2009 Southern Junior Regional semifinals here, Bits got into the habit of recording vlogs. A person prone to melodramatic hockey fic, me, would say that he likely started to keep in contact with his loved ones when he began seriously competing and travelling to do so, but due to a combination of his lovely Georgia drawl and his tendency to give baking tutorials in tank tops, his audience swiftly grew past extended family members. By the time he started attending Samwell, he had a fairly respectable YouTube following and was building himself up to the Twitter powerhouse that he is today. Say what you will about Bits's hockey, and if you turn on Hockey Night in Canada, you will find that often nobody can shut up about that. The figure skating moves aren't cheating, Don Cherry! That bro can use social media like the LA Kings can only dream. Mostly, you will care about this because it means that there are so many tweets and vlog entries about Jack Zimmerman. So many. Remember when Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves were rookies together in Chicago, and basically all they did was bitch about each other as road roommates and how annoying it was to have to consummate their love surrounded by a sea of empty water bottles? Imagine 2 years of that, but with video evidence and tweets. I imagine if Mark Lazarus suddenly suffered an aneurysm and found himself as a beat writer of the Calgary Herald, half his job would be done for him by Bits's Twitter. You will find on this Twitter account gems, such as Bits spending the summer between his freshman and sophomore years at Samwell, worried about whether or not Jack Zimmerman likes cookies.
Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. Oh, I'll make some and ship them up to Ransom and Holster. I wonder if Jack's too busy with training camp. I wonder if Jack even likes cookies.
Keeping his fans updated on which hockey powerhouses were courting his boyfriend at the time, which, of course, makes the Bruins benchwarmer thing doubly tragic and also deeply hilarious.
Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. Jack got invited to a bunch of NHL prospect camps. Chicago, Boston, Montreal. According to Shitty, Jack's going to have wicked offers, brah.
Reporting Jack Zimmerman's inability to care about other human beings in a normal way.
Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. Just got this text from Jack. Don't forget to rest up. Jack, why are you awake?
This thing, which ruined my life, and I still don't really want to talk about it.
Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. It's crazy how your relationship with someone can change so much in a year. Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. Text from Jack. How are you? What a nice captain.
Deciding what to make his boyfriend for his birthday.
Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. Anyway, I mention all this since I'm making a maple sugar crusted apple pie for our dear captain's B-Day and am testing out a recipe tonight.
Things causing me death or despair.
Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. I think Jack's anxious about me being able to practice come August. How do you feel? Tried like before? Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. It makes sense because we do play better together. I prob shouldn't even be tweeting about this, TBH. Meh.
And of course, this fucking beauty.
Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. Shitty text. Welp, Jack managed to get even more fucking swall. Yesternoon, gals and dudes were walking into trees cause of the butte. Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. I get an excess number of tweets from Shitty re Jack's physical appearance.
Why aren't they married with four cute athletic children? I hope you are now asking yourself. It's a worthwhile question, since apparently Jack Zimmerman has been doing the mating dance of the socially awkward Canadian hockey player for going on, like, 6 years now. You call him short in French, Zims? Really? Very subtle.
Eric Biddle. At OMG, check please. Open quotes. At Anula _ Bailey. But wait, does Jack ever speak French when he's stressed, angry, whatever? End quote. Oh, he def called me short plus annoying my frog ear.
You want updates on his health, Sims?
Eric Biddle at OMG check please. Jack keeps asking how I feel, like he's going to be able to clear me himself. Probably why he's hanging around the kitchen so much.
If you're a member of the Jack Zimmerman fandom... Lol, joke. We are all in the Jack Zimmerman fandom. This is Jack Zimmerman's sandbox and we're just playing in it like serfs. You probably know that he loves the oldies, but you probably don't know that this bit of hockey lore has been passed down mother to daughter through the years thanks to Bits's obsessive tweeting from 2014. Thank you, Bits, for adding to fandom's oral history that Zims prefers seducing his sexual partners to the seminal Ray Charles cover of Georgia on My Mind. Isn't Bits from Georgia? You might now be shrieking at your computer. Good job, you. Yes, he is. Here's your tin hat. The newsletter goes out on Thursdays. If you aren't particularly fond of your brain cells or having a life, feel free to listen to the song on repeat while staring at Zims's picture as Mr. July in the Bruins 2019-2020 charity calendar. For sale here or illegal download here. That cutie on his lap is Georgette, a one-year-old French bulldog that was in desperate need of a home during the photo shoot earlier this year. Wait a second, you say. That dog looks familiar. Yep. Apparently, like 20 seconds after that puppy was draped over Jack Zimmerman's beautiful wet abs by God's gift to hockey charity calendar photographers, she was snapped up by none other than Eric Biddle himself.
Eric Biddle at OMG check, please. Say hi to Georgette. Little reminder of home in Calgary. Thanks, MSPCA Angel. Rule.
You can read the world's cutest interview with Bits about how he balances taking care of a dog and living on his own here. It's doubly cute because he says world-ending shit like,
my time at Samwell, living with the rest of the hockey team, you know, it was great. I miss it a lot.
Whom do you miss in particular, Bits?
When Jack told me that Georgette was in a shelter, I just couldn't leave her there. Look at her. She's way too cute to not have a family. Ooh, not that ugly dogs don't deserve families.
Death would actually be kinder. I'm so happy Jack Zimmerman realised his boyfriend was lonely in the wilds of Calgary and emotionally manipulated him into adopting a puppy. In case you think it's an accident of fate that Bits scoops Georgette off of Zims's eminently photogenic abdominal muscles, I'm here to tell you that, nope, they're basically still bros. Bros. For life, forever. The next time you have a half hour to spare and you don't mind weeping bitterly by the end of it, you should read this article about Bits adjusting to Calgary's playing style during his rookie season. I have extracted for your benefit the important parts, like...
Samwell taught me a lot of what I know about hockey and how important the guys on your team can be. We played together for 2 or 3 or 4 years, and we really became a family. I still see them really frequently. Jack the most, obviously, because we get to play each other a couple times during the season. But I have friends on the team that stayed in Massachusetts, and I get down there to see them specifically. You don't always realize how much of an impact they'll have on the rest of your life when you're just, you know, playing together and having fun. Although Bits credits Murray and Hall with his incredible showing at the Combine last summer, apparently, he also had less orthodox professional help. Oh yeah, he said, when asked about it. Jack Zimmerman, he made a point to come down and train with me for a while. Jack's so intense, but he really knows what he's doing. Even when he's, you know, deadlifting to the Beach Boys at 5 in the morning and kinda scary, he's always a help. It meant a lot to me that Jack took the time to come and help. My peach pie's really something, Biddle said with a big grin. I've gotten a lot of compliments about baking brown sugar into the lattice. We're hockey players, so we don't eat pie, of course, he said, winking at me. But if we did, the Flames would eat a lot of peach pie. The night before my article is due, Biddle makes a point to chase me down outside Calgary's locker room and hand over a piece of peach pie in what my wife informs me is a remarkably pristine Tupperware container, which he claims will change my mind about the entire United States of America. He's not completely wrong. It's the most delicious thing I've ever tasted.
Tags Jack, Jack Zimmerman, my boyfriend Jack, Jack the best, pie. What is there not to love about these quotes? From the fact that Bits's Tupperware is remarkably clean. Also, nice job reinforcing heteronormative standards with the fucking takeout containers, Calgary Sun. To Jack Zimmerman clearly going out of his way to ensure that his boyfriend ends up in the NHL. As Canada's Kate Middleton, but like, born into the royal family instead of marrying in to prevent inbreeding depression, Jack Zimmerman can't go anywhere inside his nation's borders without being harassed by Pee Wee hockey players and their starry-eyed parents. But he still went all the way down to Georgia, to help his old college buddy train up for the combine. Those Zimmermans, known for their subtlety. I am as ancient as a thousand suns, but I am also an ethical and responsible primer maker, so I made a point to ask my mom about what actually happened when Bob Zimmerman courted his wife, since I was a gelatinous potato infant when they got married, and do not have a first-person account or tweets I can screen cap. My mom, who was then working as a lawyer in Montreal at the firm that dealt with the proto-Mrs. Zimmerman's modelling contracts, said that Bad Bob would send her enormous vats of flowers every day, and she complained about her allergies acting up, so then he sent her fake flowers. But like, fancy fake flowers. The ones that are made out of paper instead of plastic, according to my mom. And when proto-Mrs. Zimmerman was like, "I am literally drowning in flowers, send me no more flowers," Bad Bob sent her books of French poetry instead. What a charmer, said my mom admiringly at the end of this story. Like a fancy battering ram. This is an actual quote from a real person. I wish I'd made it up. At this point, this has basically become an Eric Biddle primer with, like, a side to help him with Jack Zimmerman's planet-sized devotion to him. But we all know who Jack Zimmerman is. Jack Zimmerman gives quotes to journalists that make Sidney Crosby look effusive. Jack Zimmerman has an ass that has made actual grown adult people cry, including, but not limited to, Wayne Gretzky and Celine Dion. Jack Zimmerman once punched a beat writer in the face, who later reported that it was awesome. I think, basically, the most important piece of information that I can include about the Zim side of the Biddle Zimmerman love story for the ages is the entire second page of this article from a few years ago, when Jack Zimmerman chose Boston over all his other suitors, and presumably regretted it immediately. "Come to Montreal, Zims. We'll love you forever and never cheat on you with that shameless hussy Thomas Hurtle."
I found really important relationships at Samwell. I wouldn't give up my years there for anything, even a first-round draft pick.
He loves Bits more than going to the Hawks in the first round. Excuse me while I go find a fucking ventilator and hook myself on life support. In conclusion, I will leave you with this tweet for the ages, which I would also like put on my tombstone. Good luck and good night. Go forth and write fic about this bullshit right here.
Eric Biddle, at OMG check please. Jack, it's way too easy to make you laugh. Make sure you tweet that.